Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
At 7:45 this Thursday morning, Adam, we should be talking about the Soccer World Cup and the antics of various teams on the sporting field. But sadly, this morning we start with very sad news coming up, coming out of northern Iran.
Yeah, this man, this football fan, killed by security forces. Actually, we don't really know he's a football fan, but he was reacting certainly to the World Cup. Essentially, anti-government protests were being publicly celebrated as the Iranian football team was eliminated from the World Cup. So there were many feeling that Iran's elimination helped their anti-regime cause. Mehran Samak was shot in the head by Iranian security forces after he apparently honked his car horn in Bandar Anzali on Tuesday night after Iran's elimination. There are videos from other cities showing crowds cheering and dancing in the streets. I mean, that is extremely odd when you think about it. Generally speaking, when your team gets eliminated from a World Cup, it all goes a bit quiet. Everyone's a bit sort of humbled in the morning after the night before. But many Iranians didn't want to support the football team in Qatar, not because of the individual players. I'm sure they're great. And in fact, they, of course, did their own protest, not singing the national anthem in the first match. But they did sing the national anthem when Iran played first England and then the USA. So what they're seeing this is a part of a political movement that the team got caught up in this. And Mehran Samak apparently was rejoicing in the elimination and paid the price with his life, for goodness sake. And indeed, at his funeral, because of course, in the Arab world, generally speaking, funerals held very quickly afterwards. At his funeral, there were mourners chanting anti-regime slogans like, "You are the filth, you are immoral, I am a free woman," that sort of stuff. I mean, politics and football, you can't take them apart. Gianni Infantino, please note.
Indeed. No, indeed. Now, issues of slavery obviously conjure up very, very divided opinion and thought. And I think it's a conversation we absolutely need to continue with. In Jamaica, they've singled out a single British MP that they want to go after for reparations.
Yeah, unusual move this, perhaps. And of course, we're not talking modern slavery, which is ugly and horrible, but as in old-fashioned historical enslavement, particularly of people from Africa, forced to go to the Caribbean, etc., etc. A real bone of contention. In fact, when the Prince and Princess of Wales went to Jamaica, the issue raised its head, didn't it? Should countries apologize, even if it's many centuries later? Should there be reparations? In some cases, there already have been. In one particular case, this is an individual now being pursued for compensation, or potentially, to be honest, they haven't quite made up their minds. Jamaica's National Council of Reparations is deciding whether they should pursue a wealthy British Conservative MP called Richard Drax for compensation, because his ancestors directly made a fortune out of the slave-filled sugar plantations in Jamaica and Barbados 400 years ago. In fact, Barbados could also demand reparations from him personally. So 400 years on, I guess there is no statute of limitations on crimes like slavery, but I guess it's tricky because he's not responsible. It's not him, but he is living in houses and estates that came from the money that was made, et cetera, et cetera. Tricky.
At the very least, it's going to make for incredible law lectures around the world regarding this one particular matter. There is another World Cup currently underway. Could this be a World Cup we perhaps could participate in?
Well, it depends on what your pet is. The other World Cup has been run by the Qatar Camel Club. It is a, I mean, technically, they're calling it a World Cup this year because it happens to coincide with, you know, the football one. But technically, it's more of a beauty contest, really, for the best-looking camels of various ages and sizes and milk-producing categories. Competing camels are checked to make sure they haven't had cosmetic enhancement. I bet they don't. Do they do that at the other World Cup? I'm not sure. Some camels find themselves injected with Botox, fillers, silicone to enhance their beauty. So here's what we need to know. If we're looking at a camel, here's what we need to know about what makes them beautiful. The size of body and head, the location of the ears, although I thought they'd just be either side of the head, but anyway, the location of the ears, the curve of the mouth, and the delicacy of their bones and hooves. You don't tend to think of camels as being delicate. But anyway, I mean, I don't know about you, Africa. I just look for a long lash and a curly lip. You know, I think any camel that's got that going for him. Good on him.
Good on him, Adam. Thank you very much. Always good to have you on the show. Adam Gilchrist, of course, back tomorrow morning.